Well, there's nothing I can add to that, Donald. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
Hello, Dick.
Oh, good evening, Daddy. My, you look a little depressed.
I'm on the verge of suicide.
Oh, really? Well, unburden yourself, Daddy.
I've just returned from a rather unpleasant session with my poulterer.
Your poulterer?
Mm. The man who sells turkeys.
Oh.
He organized a raffle with the turkey as the first prize. And Snooks walked off with it.
Well, you can't punish the child for being lucky.
Lucky? She walked off with it when nobody was looking. Child never had a raffle ticket, and she plainly filched the bird.
Well, maybe the kid got stuck in the turkey and just couldn't resist taking it. She thought she could hide it from you.
Imagine that. Imagine trying to conceal a hot turkey.
She only wanted it for a pet.
Pet. Wouldn't surprise me to find she's already made negotiations with some fence. A hot turkey!
Well, I'll admit it's a trifle disconcerting.
Why did she steal it? Oh, scandalum magnatum.
Now, listen, Daddy, don't get dramatic. The kid got stuck on the turkey and just sniped it, that's all.
Better shun the bait than struggle in the snare.
Sure. All you have to do is...
That which is one ill will never wear well, for there's a curse attends it which will waste...
All right, all right. Stop cursing and listen to the reason.
Oh, forgive me, Dick. I'm very upset. I've always overlooked her other transgressions because I didn't think they were serious. But now that she's taken to stealing livestock, where can it lead to?
She'll be a cattle rustler. You think that's bad business?
Oh, this is no time for idle jesting, Powell. I must do something.
Now, keep your temper in check. Let her explain and get her to give you the bird.
Indirectly, she's been doing that for years. Well, I'm going home. And all I can think of is killing two birds with one stone. Goodbye, Dick. Imagine where she could be. I've called every possible place. Hello? Oh, this is Mr. Higgins. Have you seen Snooks in the last hour? Oh. Well, thanks a lot. No, I... Oh, wait. I think she's here now. Snooks!
Yes, Daddy?
Yes, she's here. Thank you. Goodbye.
I'm coming in a minute, Daddy.
What are you doing out there?
I just want to hang my coat in the closet.
Come in here at once. Where have you been?
I went to the movies.
Oh, the movies. Where'd you get the money?
Money?
Yes, money.
I didn't need no money, Daddy. Today was a ticket man's birthday, and he let all the people in for nothing. And they gave us ice cream cones, and popcorn, and frankfurters.
How generous.
Yeah.
What's the name of this wonderful theater where they let you in for nothing?
Huh?
Which theater did you go to?
It was the Gem.
The Gem, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's have a look at the paper. Uh-huh. Well, doesn't say anything about free admissions here.
Don't it?
No. Did they let the turkey in for nothing, too?
No, I kept him under my... What turkey, Daddy?
Mr. Gamebag in the poultry store tells me some little girl made off with a live turkey today. I thought you might know something about it.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
No, Daddy, I was in the movie.
I see. Well, if you went to the Gem, I presume you saw the picture there.
I presume so.
Then you saw Brigham Young.
Who?
Brigham Young is listed as the picture that's playing at the Gem. If you went there, you must have seen it.
I've seen it, Daddy.
Oh. Well, what's the picture about?
What picture?
Brigham Young!
Has it got Indians?
I'm asking you.
It ain't got Indians.
Snooks, I don't believe you went to the movies at all. You're just trying to distract me with that story to cover up some other heinous crime you've committed.
I didn't do nothing.
Then tell me what the picture's about. That's the only way you can prove you were at the movies.
Well,
go on. Brigham Young was the king of the Mormons. Go on.
Brigham Young was the king of the Mormons, and...
Continue. What's the rest of the story?
He fell in love with a lady who owned a candy store.
What?
And the father bear said, "Somebody's been sleeping in my bed."
Snooks.
So they made him the king of the motor men, and they lived heavily, happily, heavily after.
What are you yelling about?
Because it was so very sad.
All right, Snooks. Now let's get down to business. Where's the turkey?
I ain't got no turkey, Daddy.
Very well. Before I begin to question you, Snooks, I want you to tell me one thing. Did you appear at the studio this evening with a live turkey? And did you steal it from the poultry store?
That's two things, Daddy.
Well, answer one.
Which one?
Either one.
Can I answer both?
All right, answer both.
I don't want.
Then I'll take your refusal to talk as an admission of guilt. Now, where's the turkey?
I ain't got no turkey.
Oh, maybe you haven't got it now, but you had one. Your whole dress is covered with feathers.
Is it?
What's the matter with you?
Something got stuck in my throat.
Well, I'd like you to show me... What on earth is the matter?
I think I'm getting a sore throat, Daddy.
I'll take a drink of water.
All right. I'll go to the kitchen.
Stay here. Here. Swallow this water.
Yes, Daddy.
Is it better now?
Yes, Daddy, it's better. Again, Daddy.
I think you're putting it on just to get sympathy from me.
I won't do it no more, Daddy.
Stop it. Now let's get back to those feathers on your dress. How did they get there?
Well, last night when I went to bed, I had a pillow fight with Robespierre.
A pillow fight?
Mm-hmm. And my pillow busted open, and all the feathers stuck to my dress.
Since when did you think of going to bed with your dress on?
I just now thought of it.
Obviously. And the pillow fight story would never work anyhow, Snooks.
Why?
Because you're covered with turkey feathers, and the pillows are stuffed with goose down.
What's goose down?
It's what covers a goose. The goose's whole coat is down.
Is his pants down, sir?
Never mind that. What did you do with a turkey? Snooks, I know you stole it. Why don't you tell me the truth?
I didn't steal it, Daddy.
But you had it in your possession, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Ah, at last we're getting somewhere. Now, how did you get the turkey?
Well...
And remember, Snooks, I want the absolute unadulterated truth.
Yes, Daddy.
Now, talk turkey.
Well, you told me to talk turkey, Daddy.
I mean, give me the facts.
All right. I was walking past the turkey store, and I seen a beautiful turkey sitting in the window.
Yes.
I stopped to look at him, and he winked his eye at me.
Go on.
So I winked back.
Oh.
And then a beautiful fairy with a silver wand jumped on my little shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And she touched the window with her wand, and the glass disappeared. And then I walked away.
I see. And what followed?
The turkey. Then I saw the man coming after him, so I picked him up and I started to run away.
The men? What men?
The nine men with hatchets. And they had elephant trunks and feet like tigers, and they were 60 stories high, Daddy.
That's a pretty tall story, Snooks.
Yeah. And then I ran as fast as I could with the turkey, but they were chasing me on their camels. And I couldn't...
What camels?
What'd you say, Daddy?
What's all this stuff about nine men with hatchets riding on camels? Do you expect me to believe that fantastic fable?
No, Daddy.
Then why are you telling it?
I like to hear it.
Well, I don't. And furthermore... What's that?
I don't know.
Why, the turkey's in the house. Where'd you put him?
He's in the closet. You ain't gonna spank me, are you, Daddy?
Come with me. Very... Good heavens! There's two of them.
Huh?
Look, there's a great big one and a little one.
I guess I should have put the egg in there.
Now, they'll be all over the place. Let's shut this door. Come on, Snooks. Well, there it is. I guess you don't want to make any more denials, do you?
You ain't going to blame me for the little one, are you, Daddy?
Oh, forget it. I've already paid for the turkey, so there's nothing left for me to do except punish you.
Why?
Because you deserve it. Today being another Thanksgiving, however, I'm going to be a little more lenient with you. I'm going to let you select your own punishment. What do you think I should do to you?
Kiss me, Daddy.
I said punishment.
Oh.
Well?
I can't think of nothing bad enough, Daddy. So you better let it go.
Oh, no. I'll think of something.
Shall I turn over?
You guessed it. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go again.